So let's talk about what the Inspector General said about Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, remember, no one, and I mean no one, in state-run media is talking about this. They're not. Absolutely not. Okay? So, let's break this down. The State Department, Inspector General, states, Secretary Clinton should have preserved any federal records she created and received on her personal account by printing and filing those records with the related files in the office of the secretary. At a minimum, Secretary Clinton should have surrendered all emails dealing with department business before leaving government service. And because she did not do so, she did not comply with the department's policies that were implemented in accordance with the Federal Records Act. Now, you could spin this report all you want if you're a Clinton supporter, if you're a Democrat. But that's pretty damning. Doesn't that say something about her judgment? If you forget the trustworthy, okay? Forget the trustworthy, because I know Democrats and Clinton supporters will say, well, Donald Trump's not trustworthy. Okay, forget it. How about judgment? How about the fact that Hillary Clinton is supposed to be the most qualified? Remember that? She's the most qualified person. Most qualified person to ever. We've heard that, haven't we? She's the most qualified person ever to run for president. You would think somebody that is the most qualified, right? Someone the most qualified would know enough that when she left the State Department, all emails that pertained to government business would be filed in a State Department filing cabinet. When you work for a company, I mean, imagine, just think about this. When you work for a company, when you work for a big company, maybe a law firm or whatever, and there's records and there's paper and there's things that you have in your possession. There's things that you have in your possession that when you leave that company, you don't take. You leave behind. And to take things is wrong. I mean, just the basic worker knows that. Just the basic of basic workers. You know, when you get fired or you quit and you walk out of the building with a little box that has like a plant, a goldfish, and some pens. How in football you leave your playbook? In football, you leave your playbook. You leave the team, you're fired, you get traded, whatever. You leave your playbook. Let me read you this one more time. Can I? Again, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but let's just get that out there one more time. State Department Inspector General states, Secretary Clinton should have preserved any federal records she created and received on her personal account by printing and filing those records with the related files in the office of the secretary. At a minimum, Secretary Clinton should have surrendered all emails dealing with department business before leaving government service, and because she did not do so, she did not comply with the department's policies that were implemented in accordance with the Federal Records Act. I mean, this is serious stuff. And it's 10:44, and Wolf Blitzer, the great journalist, the great reporter, has talked about this for a total of 2 minutes. And then the report goes on to state, back in November of 2011, Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin discussed putting Hillary on a State Department email because her messages were not being received by state staff. So back in 2011, Huma said to Hillary, "Hey, we need to put you on these the servers for the State Department." You know, this is so back in 2011, Huma Abedin, she knew they were doing something wrong. She knew they were doing something wrong. You know, that BS that the Clintons and the Democrats and people that are in love with Hillary, that BS they try to spew, that they had no idea and they were only doing things that previous Secretary of States did and so forth and so on, it's beyond BS. Beyond BS, because Huma Abedin, in this exchange, she's saying, "Hey, we're doing something wrong here." So the exchange goes like this: Huma Abedin, and this is exactly from her Muslim lips. "We should talk about putting you on state email or releasing your email address to the department so you are not going to spam." Clinton responded, "Let's get separate addresses or device, but I don't want any risk of the personal being accessible." Again, it's clear that Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and the rest of that criminal crew knew what they were doing was wrong. And they purposely did what they did to give Hillary Clinton cover for whatever she was doing besides State Department business that she didn't want anybody to know about. And when she says, well, the 30 plus thousand emails that I deleted were nothing. Talks of my daughter's wedding, things like that. Things like that, talks of a wedding. Well, what's it matter being on a State Department email? What's so personal about, oh, yeah, that dress is nice? I mean, again, this is huge. You know, the New York Times, CNN, MSM, they want to have front page stories. They want to devote 20 minutes, 30 minutes of a segment to women who 27 years ago said Donald Trump called them honey, hun, baby. They talk about this as Trump was selling government secrets to Vietnam. Or he was in cahoots with getting Edward Snowden out of the country. I mean, seriously. They talk about Trump and women from 26 years ago like it was national security. And here's the Inspector General putting out a report that says what Hillary Clinton did was wrong. She knew what she did was wrong. Her staff questioned her and suggested, hey, we should change what we're doing because it's wrong. And no one wants to talk about it. Wolf Blitzer wants to basically discuss people throwing rocks in New Mexico. Just thugs, gangsters. It's amazing. It's amazing. The report also talks about how the staff that deals with the technology were instructed to not talk of Clinton's email setup after they raised concerns about the unusual arrangement. And it also includes conflicting information about whether the private email server had been approved by the State Department's legal staff. Again, this is huge. This is huge. I mean, they have people. They have people admitting that they were not to talk about Clinton's email setup after they said, hey, this is kind of funky. And also the fact that the State Department never approved it. So the Inspector General, the people who put this report together, on one of the pages states, in one meeting, one staff member raised concerns that the information sent and received on Secretary Clinton's account could contain federal records that needed to be preserved in order to satisfy federal record-keeping requirements. According to the staff member, the director stated that the secretary's personal system had been reviewed and approved by the department's legal staff and that the matter was not to be discussed any further. The Inspector General found no evidence that staff in the Office of the Legal Advisors reviewed or approved Secretary Clinton's personal system. You have a lie. You have a big lie. I mean, that's a bit, as Trump would say, bigly. That is a bigly lie. Because remember, Clinton and people around her have been saying, and I say around her, surrogates. State Department approved this setup she had. Everybody in the State Department knew of it. And here this report states, no one reviewed it. No one approved it. No, absolutely not. Didn't happen. That is a lie, a bigly lie. And it goes on to say, according to the other staff member who raised concerns about the server, the director stated that the mission is to support the secretary and instructed the staff never to speak of the secretary's personal email system again. So remember, this isn't speculation. They brought staff members in. Of course, not Huma Abedin or Cheryl Mills, but they brought other staff members in. Now, I guess the Democrats and the Clintons will say this is a Republican witch hunt. It's a conspiracy against Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And all these staff members are making this up, and it's another version of the vast right wing conspiracy to bring the Clintons down. I guess that's what they'll say. I guess that's what they'll say, and I guess that's what CNN, Jeff Zucker, Wolf Blitzer, George Stephanopoulos, I guess that they all feel the same way. These staffers that were being interviewed are just making this stuff up. So then it goes on. I mean, it's a long report. And CNN, Wolfie, 2 minutes. That's all. Other programs. How much money Trump gave to charity back in 99 and being the grand marshal of a parade. I mean, seriously. I mean, this is horrible. The things that Clinton, whether it's Bill or Hillary, get away with, no one else could ever get away with the things that they have done and do. Remember when Trump said, listen, if Hillary Clinton was a guy, she wouldn't get 5%. It's the truth. It's the truth. Look at this stuff. Jesus, this is horrible. I mean, it really is horrible. So it goes on. A non-state advisor to Bill Clinton, who was the original user of the server, which was later taken over by Hillary Clinton, shut down the server in early 2011 because of hacking concerns. On January 9th, 2011, the non-departmental advisor to President Clinton, who provided technical support to the Clinton email system, notified the secretary's deputy chief of staff for operations that he had to shut down the server because he believed someone was trying to hack us. And while they did not get in, it didn't want to let them have the chance to. Later that day, the advisor again wrote to the deputy chief of staff for operations, "We were attacked again, so I shut the server down for a few minutes." The report goes on to detail another incident in May that says that the Clinton staff did not appropriately report the matters. Notification is required when a user suspects compromise of, among other things, a personally owned device containing personally identifiable information. However, the Inspector General found no evidence that the secretary or her staff reported these incidents to computer security personnel or anyone else within the department. So, people are trying to hack the system, and they're not reporting this. State Department has deemed more than 2,000 of her messages as classified, including several that were upgraded to the most sensitive national security classification of top secret. And the FBI is still probing whether any laws are broken, laws by putting classified information at risk, or rather her staff inappropriately sent sensitive information knowing it wasn't on classified system. At the very least, the state's inspector general says she didn't do what she was supposed to do. Though, and this is what the Democrats are basically hanging everything. This is what the Democrats, along with CNN and everyone else associated, are basically hanging their argument and this entire story on, which is the inspector saying it is noted that a widespread email issue across the tenures of five secretaries of state have been an issue, not just Clinton. So, forget everything that we've been reading. Forget everything that we've been talking about. CNN, Stephanopoulos, MSNBC, they're all just focused. Hey, look, they said all the secretaries of state have had issues. So it's not just Hillary. They all did it. And that's a little disingenuous considering no one had their own servers in their houses. Okay? No one had their own servers in their houses. So, it goes on to state that Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, and top deputy Jake Sullivan refused to cooperate with the probe. So, the three people that should have known, especially Huma Abedin, who said to Hillary, "Hey, we need to, you know, get on the State Department email here." Huma, Cheryl, Sullivan, they didn't cooperate with this probe. Why? Because they would have been asked questions. They would have had to have answered truthfully. and it would have buried Hillary Clinton even more. And just, you know, it's great with the Clintons because everything with them is, well, I'll give you an example. Clinton and her allies have said over and over that she did nothing illegal by choosing to set up a private email server in the basement of her New York home, and that she was not trying to evade public records requests. Instead, she was doing it as a matter of convenience. It's Bill Clinton and the definition of is. What is? What is sexual relations? What does taking a cigar and inserting it into a woman's private parts? What is that sexual contact? Is that sex? Getting fellatio? I mean, that's the Clintons for you. That's the Clintons for you. So here's Hillary Clinton saying, well, she didn't do anything illegal by setting up a private server. By people saying not to talk. Not to talk about the private server. I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing. This line, the Clintons walk. And that's what you guys want? Well, maybe not you guys. I don't know if my audience is full of Democrats. But that's what some people want? The Clintons back in the White House? I mean, seriously? Seriously. So this report goes on to talk about Clinton handing over 30,000 emails. Well, I mean, imagine that, though. These are 30,000 emails that should have already been with the government. They should have already been. I mean, Clinton had to hand over 1,000 emails. Why? Because they were on her private server. Private server. And don't forget, 32,000 were deleted. Because they all had to do with Chelsea Clinton's wedding, which is insane. And Democrats are like, yeah, that is sure. That makes sense. Of course. And then it continues. I mean, this report is just scathing, and no one is talking about it. I'm watching, I think her name is Breonna Keeler. I think she's on CNN. She's talking about Trump calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. That's what their panel is talking about. Not Hillary Clinton and her email situation that the Inspector General come out and said it's bad. This is real bad. So listen what they say about Brian Pagliano. Remember, that's the guy that set up her server. He set it up. He ran the whole system. He's like the tech guru. But listen to this. I mean, again, it's kind of like the story that got buried, where it talked about how Huma Abedin was getting paid by the State Department when she worked for Hillary Clinton, but she was also getting paid from private firms. Like Hillary set it up so she could basically double dip. And people like this Elizabeth Warren talk about when Donald Trump says he's not going to throw his tax dollars down the drain, he's saying he's not going to pay for vets. No, Elizabeth Warren, you stupid. No, stupid. He's talking about double dipping. This is the listen. Democrats. All right, so listen to this. Okay? Brian Pagliano Brian Pagliano was paid. Okay? Was paid by the State Department. But while he was being paid by the State Department, he was also working on the servers and maintaining that operation at Clinton's home and doing things for her and Bill Clinton that had nothing to do with the government. So he's getting paid by the State Department, and he's doing the things that he's supposed to be doing as an IT expert. But he was also working on Hillary's private server. I don't know. This might be all right for some of you. And that being the CNNs, MSNBCs. I mean, the list goes on and on. But, you know, this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. And this is what we're going to get for 8 years? Or 4 years? But let's face it, if Hillary Clinton gets in the White House, it's a lock. She's there for 8 years. She gets in, it's a lock. Okay? It's a lock. So remember, this Pagliano took the fifth. He refused to answer questions on all of this email stuff before Congress, but he got immunity from the FBI so he could talk to them about the email arrangements and about what he did for the Clintons personally. So this whole report isn't innuendos. It's not speculation. This isn't a Republican witch hunt. This is the Justice Department. This is the Inspector General going and getting Pagliano, going getting staffers. Listen, they're getting young staffers, people that are like, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to get in trouble. I'll do okay. What questions do you want answered? I'll tell you whatever. I'm young. I don't want my life ruined. This is legit. This is real. And it's damning. And Breonna Keeler's talking about Donald Trump going after Susan Martinez, going after the New Mexico governor on her home turf. Not Hillary Clinton and her email situation. I mean, Jesus. I mean, you can't get more damning. Can't get more damning. And think about this. This report started about, I don't know, a year ago. You have this starting to make its way through the pipeline. You just had Clinton's pal, Governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe. He's under investigation. He ran Hillary Clinton's campaign in 08. He was part of Bill Clinton's campaign in 96. He's part of the Clinton Global Initiative. His investigation started about a year ago. You think this is all a coincidence? Think this is all a coincidence? And do you think it's a coincidence that CNN isn't talking about it? Do you think it's a coincidence that MSNBC is not talking about it? Do you think it's a coincidence that ABC is not talking about it? Do you think this is all a coincidence? Of course not. Of course not. Sometimes I wonder who's more in the bag for Hillary Clinton, CNN or NBC?